All right, members of a House committee denounced Yahoo's chief executive yesterday. They were blasting Jerry Yang and his company for providing Chinese officials with information that contributed to a 10-year prison term for a Chinese journalist. The dissident journalist was jailed after Yahoo turned over information about his online activities to Chinese authorities. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Last year, Yahoo told members of Congress that it didn't know what was being investigated when it gave Chinese authorities information about journalist Shi Ta. Chinese authorities had demanded Yahoo turn over his email records. He had allegedly used the internet to send a human rights group information about how Beijing planned to restrict media coverage of the anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre. Yesterday, the Democratic chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Tom Lantos, called Yahoo's actions, quote, spineless and irresponsible. Yahoo CEO Jerry Yang tried to blunt the criticism and offered a public apology to the journalist's mother and the wife of another dissident who'd been identified in part by Yahoo.
I want to take a moment to recognize the family of the dissidents who sit behind me. And I want to say that we're committed to do what we can to secure their freedom. And I want to personally apologize to them for what they and their family are going through.
Yahoo claims it was obligated to follow Chinese law and provide that government with the information it sought. But Yahoo now acknowledges misleading Congress about the matter last year, something it says it now regrets. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.